Forever George. George Harrison was never the world's greatest guitarist, vocalist, or songwriter. But he was essential to the Fab Four formula, as John Lennon's rebellious smile or Paul McCartney's great cow eyes. He was the quiet one, the serious musician who held the beat together while John and Paul were skylarking at the mic. Beatles fans who screamed for George were a curious but dedicated minority. Harrison's grievances began from the moment he joined the Quarrymen, the skiffle group that was to metamorphose into the Beatles as 15-year-old girlfriend of McCartney's in 1958. The story goes that they let him in only because, unlike others, he knew how to tune guitars and he happened to know how to play then popular instrument number. Harrison was lead guitarist, traditionally a starring or co-starring role, but in his case, it would be neither. From the very first, the band was dominated by Lennon and McCartney, by their energy, their rival sex appeal, and their increasingly prolific and brilliant songwriting. Harrison's main role was painfully mastering the guitar riffs to the Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly numbers that padded out their early albums. Shy, self-conscious, and undemonstrative, he found himself regulated in an inner second division with Starr. Although Harrison, too, soon began writing songs, they were always doomed to be eclipsed by Lennon and McCartney's torrential output. His greatest influence with the Beatles came during the Indian period of 1966 to 68. Harrison took up the sitar, began a pupil of the instrument's greatest living maestro, Ravi Shankar, and brought a twangy Indian feel to Beatles tracks such as Within You, Without You, and Norwegian Wood. As Martin later remembered, it gave him an authority in the studio that he'd never had before. The band's breakup, an official fact by 1969, although not officially ratified until 1971, had little to do with Harrison, being predominantly a fight to the finish between Lennon and McCartney over money, leadership, and their respective new wives, Yoko and Linda. The band's breakup seemed to plunge Harrison into depression. Ironically, in the immediate post-breakup period, Harrison's solo career seemed to leap ahead of both Lennon's and McCartney's. His triple album, All Things Must Pass, released in late 1970, was a massive British and American hit. With it came an international number one single, the mantra-like My Sweet Lord. A year later, he conceived the two charity concerts for Bangladesh at New York's Madison Square Garden, persuading superstar friends such as Clapton, Bob Dylan, and Leon Russell to perform Greatest for their famine-stricken millions of former East Pakistan. One tribute once called him a great humanitarian. If that was putting it rather strong, the concert for Bangladesh undoubtedly gave rocks its first inkling of social conscience, paving the way for Live Aid and similar events in the 1980s. In the early 1980s, a wholly unexpected new career beckoned thanks to Harrison's friendship with Michael Palin and other members of the Monty Python team. The Pythons were in the midst of making the hilarious, gridulous Life of Brian film, but suddenly had the plug pulled on them by their backers. Harrison stepped in, mortgaging Friar Park raised enough for the film to be completed. It was the basis of a production company, Handmade, part owned by Harrison, which led the British film renaissance of the 1980s with memorable products such as Mona Lisa and The Long Good Friday. With Handmade prospering, he also enjoyed a minor musical renaissance with a surprise hit single, Got My Mind Set on You. Harrison's death is a tragedy for his family and many friends. He was no giant, but he was the indispensable limb of a giant, the most powerful engine for creating human happiness that the entertainment world has ever seen.